You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I remember when I was in the corporate world and I came to a realization. And I came to the realization that the harder I worked, the more they would pay me, which that's nice, right? And that's unique. You know, sometimes you're in a job and no matter how hard you work, it's just like, you know, I don't get any recognition or gratitude or more money or anything like that. So I've been in those jobs too. But how I had worked my way up in the corporate world, the harder I worked, the more they would pay me, but the more they would demand of me. And so here I am working so hard at that time for my, you know, two young boys at home. But I barely get to see them. You know, I'm leaving to go to work. They're still in bed. I'm coming home. They're asleep. And so it wasn't the ideal situation. And not only was there no light at the end of the tunnel, like not only could I not go to HR and say, hey, I'd like to be paid more, but show up here less. I looked at my boss and his boss and her boss, and they were all miserable, making more money, but miserable. So that's the treadmill that I was on. So how did I turn the corner? I started changing the way I manage my time. So instead of on my breaks just hanging out with the, you know, with my coworkers and complaining about the project or the vendors or the consultants or whatever, instead of going to lunch with the same coworkers and complaining about the boss or the job or whatever, I replaced that time and the time of when I was driving into work. Instead of listening to music, started listening to audiobooks. Instead of hanging out on break, started either studying or making phone calls to try to make some extra money in real estate. And so at the time, I wanted to go full-time into real estate, and it took me about a year. It took me about a year of changing my time to go and do that. Now, this little different than network marketing. I know that you may be in network marketing, and I'll tell you one thing that I think the show will help out with as well. But one thing I hear all the time is, Ray, you know, man, I got a job, I got four kids, I come home, I'm exhausted. I don't feel like doing my makeup and doing a video. I just want to crash. I want to Netflix and just go to bed because I'm wore out, man. I got it. I understand. I get it. Totally get it. Two reasons that you should do the work when that's your situation. One, if you don't, it'll never change. What'll happen? If you don't do something about it, when will that change? When the rich Uncle Earl passes away and, you know, gives you a big inheritance? Most people don't have that. When you win the lotto, not a very solid retirement strategy. When's it going to change? If you don't do something about it, when you're in a situation that you do not like and you do not want to propagate, when's a good time to do something about it? Right then. Not convenient. That's for sure. You got to have commitment over convenience. You got to be more committed than seeking convenience. Does that make sense? Number two, and this is specific to network marketing. If you do have a job and you're chasing around multiple kids and you're tired and worn out and there's no area of the house that you can escape to where they're not yelling, mommy, 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 congratulations. You are the most relatable person on social media. And guess what your job is as a network marketer? Your job is to help people understand that if you can do it, they can do it. So it's before you have a nanny. It's before you have a sitter. It's before you have, you know, a housekeeper, right? It's before those things where you're the most relatable. And so if you want to change your situation, if you want to turn the corner, you have to do the work when you don't feel like it. You have to do the work when it's not convenient. you have to do the work when it just doesn't seem like there's any time to, or there's any escape that you have. You have to do it with kids yelling mommy in the background. That's when you're at the peak of relatability. So important to understand. I talked about this yesterday with one of our clients, Marina Simone. Give her a little shout out. How many like Marina? And so you have to make that choice. So the exact reasons you're using why you can't should be the reasons why you must do that stuff. The most relatable, before you have a nanny, before you have a housekeeper, before you have a perfectly amazingly put together home, you know, hey, you're doing the video, you're doing your marketing, you're doing your stuff with the disheveled laundry in the background. Hey, if you're getting it done, that's better than not. That's better than not. So you have to do those things when you don't feel like it and when you don't think you should, but you want to change. If you want to turn the corner, that's how you do it.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.